In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Well, this evening, we are once again transported in time and space to that field somewhere in the Holy Land. Ourselves sitting in the dark with the shepherds whose job it is to watch over the sheep and to keep them safe from the dangers that the night may bring. And we are not unlike those simple shepherds, for we too have been given a job, and while we may not watch over sheep in a field, we do watch over our families, over our investments, over our homes, over our friends. We watch over them and we make sure that they are cared for and protected from the dangers of the world. And this night, just as it happened to the shepherds, so too does it happen to us. In the midst of the darkness of our world, suddenly we encounter a reality beyond our understanding. Now, certainly we are unlikely to see the great angelic vision they saw, but tonight we will encounter the same message, and the living presence of our divine Savior will be with us once more. And just like those shepherds, tonight we are invited to go on a journey. On a journey to go and see the one who has come to save us from the danger we have been guarding our sheep against. We are invited to go and to see Jesus, God's Son, who loves us, who came down from heaven for us, who lived here on earth so that he might bring us home to heaven. We are here to see and to be a part of that miracle, that great gift of love and sacrifice that was given to us by God so long ago. And so tonight, as we worship together, I hope you will see it as a journey to that sacred manger where the Christ child lay. This is a very important spiritual journey for us as Christians. It is important because not only are we going to see Jesus, we are going to receive him into our very lives, to make him the one we live for and who sustains us every day. And given that reality, I believe it is no mere coincidence that we are told that Joseph and Mary lay little baby Jesus in a manger. For a manger, of course, is a place where animals come to eat. Therefore, the manger is a symbol, a